Anita Shreve hails from Massachusetts, and many of her books have a New England setting. After graduating from Tufts University, she taught high school for a number of years in and around Boston. Then, recognizing she must follow her passion, she left teaching and began to write. Joking she could wallpaper her bathroom with rejections from magazines for her short stories, she finally began to be published in literary journals. One of these stories, Past the Island Drifting, won an O. Henry Prize. Switching to journalism, Anita traveled to Nairobi, Kenya, where she lived for 3 years working as a journalist for an African magazine. Her novel, The Last Time They Met, was inspired by her African experiences. Returning to the U.S., Shreve worked as a writer and editor for a number of magazines in New York. In 1989, she published her first novel, Eden Close. In 1999, she received a phone call from Oprah Winfrey, and The Pilot's Wife became the 25th selection of Oprah's Book Club and an international bestseller. In April 2002, CBS aired the film version of The Pilot's Wife, and in fall 2002, The Weight of Water, starring Sean Penn, hit the big screen. Anita has written 17 incredibly popular books. Today, we'll speak with her about her newest title, Stella Bain. Welcome, Anita, and thanks so much for joining us on The Book Report.
I'm glad to be here.
Stella Bain has such a fascinating and completely unexpected storyline. How did it come to you?
Well, it originally started that I had a character from a previous novel who hadn't gotten to tell her side of the story. And so, in a sense, I was locked into the time period, which happened to be the years of World War I. And so I took her and put her on the battlefield in World War I as a nurse and also as an ambulance driver. And during the book, she experiences shell shock. And her journey, when she wakes up, she doesn't even know who she is. The first half of the book is her attempt to find out who she is.
Right. You know, shell shock, it was so interesting for me to read it. Of course, today we would call it post-traumatic stress, which is so much in the news as our veterans return from Afghanistan. Yes. Did this influence you while you were writing?
Well, I really focused on the time period, and what was fascinating to me about then, which equates to what's happening now also, is in the first part of the war, 1914 to 1916, they didn't even recognize shell shock as an ailment, and the men who exhibited those signs were considered to be malingerers, and they more often than not were sent right back to the front lines, which, as we all know, is the worst place to send somebody in that condition. In all the research I did, and I went right back to the sources, you know, papers written in 1919 where they were gathering up numbers of injured, et cetera, et cetera, there was not a single case of a woman diagnosed with shell shock. And we know that they came under combat, they were shelled, some were killed, and in the field tents, they had to deal with the worst that the war had to offer.
Right. Your writing is so evocative of that time and place. How long did you actually spend researching that?
Well, I spent... you research, it's not like a scholar. A scholar goes out and researches and then has an idea and writes a book with that idea in mind. A fiction writer really wants to tell the story. The story is everything. But then you come to a point very early on, and in this case, really early on in the book, when it's obvious I need to know a lot about shell shock before I can even write the first word.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really had done most of my research before I even started writing the book.
Your supporting characters are so fascinating, and I believe you to be pretty fearless in the themes that you explore. For example, tell us a bit about Philip Asher.
Yes, Philip Asher is someone whose reputation was ruined. He's an academic whose reputation was ruined in America, and he becomes a Red Cross ambulance driver in World War I. And in her previous life, Stella Bain knew Philip Asher, and she needs to apologize to him because it was her family that ruined him. And we do eventually find him. And he's dealt with the war in a way that you might not expect. He's quite chipper. He's stoic. He tries to find the beauty in life. I loved him as a character.
I did, too. We're speaking with Anita Shreve on The Book Report. You know, I've always wondered, just stepping away from Stella Bain for a moment, what was it like for you to receive the call from Oprah Winfrey to be told your book would become a book club selection?
It was a shock. I mean, I hadn't... This was the last thing on my mind the night when her... the fellow who worked with her and got in touch with the authors, you know, and when he called... I said, "What's this about?" And he said, "Oh, we're just a small literary group in Chicago." And that did not ring any bells. And then the next thing I knew, there was this booming voice on a speakerphone saying, "Anita, I loved your book." And I said, "Thank you." And the voice said, "It's Oprah." And that was just an unbelievable shock.
Yeah. Something very unique. You've written a chapter in a new book called Knitting Yarns, Writers on Knitting.
I have.
Yeah, and you're in very good company. Sue Grafton, Andre Dubas, John Dufresne, Barbara Kingsolver. Tell us about this project.
Well, Anne Hood, I believe, was the mastermind behind this. And she just, you know, she in her travels, she got to know, she knits all the time, and she got to know a lot of knitters. And I'm one, and we talked about it. And if you can't actually be knitting, reading about knitting is great fun. So, I have another author friend, Eleanor Lippman, and we're passionate knitters, and it's just something that takes over, and I think it really takes the place of meditation.
Huh. You know, a personal anecdote, I recently went to Iceland, and on the plane there was a group of about 50 women who were on a knitting tour of Iceland and Scotland. I never knew this existed. Anita, I've so enjoyed our conversation. Any final thoughts?
No, I've enjoyed it too. And, my hope is that readers will find their way to the independent bookstores and the bookstores and the and Amazon and read the book.
You know, I thought it was really fascinating and so multi-layered. I want to congratulate you. I read it in one sitting. It was that good.
Wow. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Anita, for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.